One of the greatest prophecies in all of Scripture about the coming of Christ comes to us from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about surrendering to the coming King. Isaiah chapter 9 tells us that this mighty God who was to rule over the Jewish people would be a Davidic king who would come as the Messiah to sit on the throne of David to overthrow their enemies. But when he was born 700 years later, this took the Jewish nation by surprise because he wasn't born in a palace with pomp and circumstance. Instead, he was born in a feeding trough among stinky animals. You see, the truth is, on that first Christmas, the Messiah had come not to overthrow the Romans as they thought. Instead, he came to rule over their hearts and to dispel the darkness of sin with the light of the gospel. And so today, 2,000 years later, just as the Jewish people looked forward to the coming of their Messiah, we now look forward even more to his second coming, when he will fulfill this prophecy from Isaiah in all of its fullness, to return as a reigning king, to overthrow his enemies, and to rule over the entire world as the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. But in the meantime, as we celebrate Christmas this year, God's desire is that Christ would rule spiritually as the king of your life. And so if you're listening to this broadcast and you've never surrendered your heart to him, don't wait. This is the most important decision of your entire life. And you can do it right where you are by turning away from your sin and trusting in Jesus alone to forgive you of your sin and asking him to be your Lord and Savior. My friend, if you would take that one step of faith, the one whom the prophets called the light of the world and the Prince of Peace will come in and give you a new heart and fill you with the blessed hope of Christmas. And that would make your Christmas all the more special as you sing glory to the newborn King, but also as you wait with expectation for him as our soon and coming King. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.